The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, November 17, 2021. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, welcomed the 31st caravan of Pastors for Peace who support the island against the aggressive policy of their country, the United States. Pastors for Peace, Love for Cuba Prevails. Welcome, brothers, a big hug, added the president on his Twitter account. The caravan arrived at the capital's José Martí International Airport on Monday night, coming from the city of Miami. Upon her arrival, the director of that group, Gail Walker, said that her companions have a special interest in learning about the achievements of this Antillean nation in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic amid the intensification of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade and other aggressions of the northern government. Cuba confirmed 246 new infections of COVID-19 for a total 959,553 since the start of the pandemic in March 2020, the Ministry of Public Health reported. In its usual report, the ministry lamented the death of two people due to complications associated with the disease in the last 24 hours, and with that figure, the deaths in the Caribbean country rose to 8,286. In its usual report, the ministry lamented the death of the two people due to complications associated with the disease in the last 24 hours, and with that figure, the deaths in the Caribbean country rose to 8,286 and a fatality of 0.86%. Of the new infections, one comes from abroad and eight are working to determine the source of infection. The day before, 378 medical discharges were granted for a total of 949,718 recovered patients. More than 1,000 signatures of artists and intellectuals from 45 countries approved the declaration, yes, to the Havana Biennial, and supported the meeting that, in Cuba, defends the art of resistance. After the publication of the document in Mexico's La Jornada newspaper, which affirms the Biennial's right to exist, those who know its anti-hegemonic character expressed their support in the face of the failed boycott actions, reports the Cuba Arte portal of the Cuba's Ministry of Culture. This year, the Biennial's organizing committee confirmed the participation of 300 artists in the three specialties that make up the curatorial project, while the declaration goes around the world in six languages as a denunciation to the manipulation campaign against the Caribbean country. And in the international agenda, we have that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, intensified the aggression against Nicaragua by imposing new sanctions on one of the poorest nations in the American continent. The White House applied sanctions after the victory at the polls of the Sandinista Front for National Liberation in the November 7 elections, which gave constitutional President Daniel Ortega a fourth term. A statement signed by Biden maintained that the actions of Ortega and Vice President Rosario Murillo, as well as those of other Nicaraguan officials, allegedly undermine or damage democratic institutions or prevent a return to democracy in the Central American country. Neither Ortega nor his wife and Vice President Murillo will be able to come to the United States like other Nicaraguan officials, according to Biden's proclamation. According to analysts, the White House reaction reaffirms the U.S. interest in trying to guide the course of the countries of the region and is seen as part of Biden's new policy towards Latin America. Meanwhile, Mexico gave the foreigners who made up the caravan of Tapachula, Chiapas, and abandoned it an immigration card with the option of applying for a job, informed the coordinator of the National Institute of Migration, Hector Martinez. The official explained that the National Migration Institute has so far granted 1,574 cards to migrants who are in 15 entities with the possibility of looking for a job, so the objective for which some continue to march is not understandable. He recalled that the Institute grants two types of cards, one for residents and the other for humanitarian reasons. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.